Today, the Philippines joined the rank of nations that has abolished the death penalty. President Gloria Arroyo signed the law today, but assured citizens of the predominantly Catholic country that this does not mean she is soft on crime. She said instead the country will devote the weight of its resources to the prevention and control of serious crimes, rather than take the lives of those who commit them. The Philippines' 1987 constitution abolished the death penalty, which the government of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos had used to execute about a dozen people convicted of rape and drugs charges. But Congress restored the death penalty in late 1993 for crimes such as murder, child rape and kidnapping. Seven people have been executed since then. The Apostolic Nuncio to the country, Archbishop Fernando Filoni, congratulated the government for passing the measure. He said that this could be another very important step to go on in showing that the culture of life is very alive and important in the Philippines. He added that it is impossible to speak about human rights when the death penalty is imposed. Currently, there are 1,200 people on death row. Their sentences have now been commuted to life in prison. I'm Lydia O'Kane.